with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey, you want to make $14 the hard way?
Crossed over.
Wait, wait, a guest in the studio will explain who he is later. His name is Brandon. Brandon, sing the rest of this. Go ahead.
I'm not a singer, Frank.
No, sing it anyway.
No, you have to.
You're good.
Gold dust at my feet.
Go ahead.
On the sunny side.
I just want to make sure you knew it.
Yes.
Apparently he does. A little nervous there at first, but should probably maybe sing more of it. This will be a very unusual hour. Let me start by saying good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We have a fourth player today, and I don't know him. And quite frankly, I don't even know why I let him come in. But we'll get to that. It is the 25th day of July. Now, Pian, could you pull up? Because every day it's like national, you know, something day.
Oh, right.
Yeah, see what, because I know you've done this before. See what July 25th is. It's some. First of all, it's somebody's birthday today. Lots of somebody's. Happy birthday. If it's, Brandon, when's your birthday?
April 2nd.
April 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
What is today, Pian? What did you find?
Nothing yet.
Whoa.
Well, that would be very unusual.
Today is Thread the Needle Day.
What does that mean?
Thread the Needle?
Thread the Needle Day is a chance to get dust off your sewing skills or to learn how if you don't know how.
Mm.
Why not organize a sew-a-thon or sewing lessons with friends to celebrate?
That sounds fantastic.
That's the only one today.
No.
That's it?
That's not it. Today also is another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Please welcome Brandon Franklin.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're a good-looking guy.
Well, whoa, Frank.
Whoa. Well, you are. Now, you're a nice-looking guy.
Thanks.
Do you know that? Do you know you're nice-looking?
I've been told. I don't like to think of myself that way. But
why not?
I try to be humble. You know, I'm so good at a lot of things, I have to be humble.
You know, one time I said to the Lord, I said, oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. Who wrote that? Does anybody know? Mac Davis, I think wrote that.
Wow.
So here's the story with Brandon, everybody. All of you listening, this guy, 5 months ago or so, it's been a while, writes me an email. Now, let me say this, and I don't want to talk too much here because I want him to have a chance to talk. I get emails regularly meaning sometimes it goes a month, sometimes it's one in a couple of weeks, from people who say, I should be on that show, meaning this show, and then they tell me why. And everyone kind of says the same thing. My friends say I'm really funny. I tell a great joke. I know a lot of things about a lot of things. I would bring a new perspective to get blah, on and on, and they all kind of sound the same. This guy's email was like 19 pages long. I'm exaggerating, but it was fairly lengthy about, what would you say it was about? About why you should what?
About why I might fit in?
Might fit in? No, yeah. No. That's what the email didn't say. You might fit in. You're dialing back. The email said you'd be great for this show. You'd be perfect for this show.
Yeah.
And I don't have it in front of me. Why do you think that is, that you would be good in here with us?
Well, you know, a lot of people tell me I'm funny.
Uh-huh.
And
are these relatives or friends?
No, I was just repeating what you said before to try to be funny.
Oh, okay. See that? We didn't get it. Did we?
That's kind of funny.
I tried. Subtle.
Yeah.
Comedy's
next
not easy.
Next level humor there.
Right. Yeah.
Now, who is it that tells you you're funny? And why? Funny how? Like, funny ha ha. And say it's good.
No, that's
funny. You're a good joke teller, or you have fun, you tell stories in a funny way, or you do stand up, or what?
I guess people don't come out and say, hey, you're funny.
Yeah.
You know, whenever we're talking in groups or in conversations, I try to say things. I think of things in a
funny
different way.
Yeah.
A different
that's
way.
That's good.
I try to present them in a funny way. And, I make people laugh a lot. But I do have a lot of people ask me to tell jokes. I don't like to do it when I'm asked. If
really?
I hear a great joke, I'll
I am the same way. I kind of don't. unless it's on our trip.
Right.
I kind of don't like it. Hey, yeah. Tell a joke.
You get put on the spot. It's not great.
Yeah. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite joke?
I don't have a lot of favorite anythings. I've been telling a particular joke a lot lately just because it's stuck in my head.
Yeah.
So I've had a few people at work ask me to tell that because a few heard it.
I'm going to ask you to move that way. There you go. Can we hear it? Or, no, you know what? I don't want to do that for two reasons. One, if it's really bad, you're already done. Okay? And if it's really good, you're done because that's my job.
Right.
And now you're doing my thing. So we don't need a joke teller. We have that. Are you a sports guy? You know a lot about sports? Or is there something you think you know more than the average person about? A subject, a skill, or anything?
I know a little bit about a lot of things.
Perfect, because we don't really know a lot about anything either.
Yeah, I'm not really an expert.
Are you a musician?
No, but I did start to take piano lessons for a little while, and my teacher told me I had an aptitude for it.
That's a great story.
I just didn't really devote myself to it, so no.
That's a great story. That's a story that a million people could tell. Yeah. Hey, we do a thing called the Burke segment. Do you know what that is?
I do.
Okay. You're welcome to be included. And I'm going to do it after I do one bit of business, because I want to give you as much time as I can. I want you to relax. You're nervous.
Sure.
Well, we're all nervous, too. The three of us, aren't we, Dan?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Dan, are you nervous?
Yes, always.
I am.
So I'm going to do a little bit of business, and then we're going to have some time for the audience to kind of get to know who you are, a little bit about you. Great. Do you know what Goodfeet is?
I do.
What is it?
It's a store that sells inserts for your shoes.
Wow. Oh. It's off to a good start.
They do not sell shoes.
No, they don't. A lot of people think they do.
Right.
Why would you go in there, do you think, to Goodfeet?
Pain could be just about anywhere in your back, headaches, pain in your legs,
not like
your knees.
Eye pain, you wouldn't go in.
Probably not eye pain, but almost everything else.
You're right. Your feet can be responsible for pain in other parts of your body. If you see, your foot is only so many square inches, the surface area, and all your weight pushes down on there. And if you turn your foot to the side or you walk on your heel or that part of the foot wasn't meant to take all that pressure. It was supposed to be evenly distributed. So what these inserts, these arch supports do is they kind of redistribute the weight. And for thousands of people around the country, this has been a solution to the pain. They thought maybe they have to be on pain medication or have surgery. And what do you know? This was the answer. That's not a guarantee it'll be the answer for everybody, for every pain. But I think it's worth a shot. So certainly, if you have foot pain, the number one reason people go in is plantar fasciitis. But if you have other pain, back pain, neck pain, hip pain, leg pain, head bone connected to the foot bone, then go in there because you don't need an appointment. It's not going to cost you anything for them to try a couple of these inserts and see if you notice right there in the store the at least elimination of most or all of the pain. And if you don't, you gave it a shot. Goodfeet. There are two in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive, just west of 270, sort of catty-cornered across from Friday's. And there's one in Shiloh, Illinois, on Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, the Goodfeet stores. Now, does anybody have anything to say?
Should we just jump in?
I do what we always do.
All right, I do.
All right, this is Eon the Peon. He's our control board operator. Somebody might be new today for the first time. Just tell them who you are.
Right.
It's all yours, Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yesterday, I had...
All my troubles seem so far away. Dan, where's your harmonica? See, I would always have that handy if I were you.
I have it. I have it right here.
Edit out what we just did and start with, say,
all right.
Just say,
well, I do.
Say, well, yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Wow.
I try to do is throw Dan a curve because I think eventually it'll be a song he won't know.
No.
So far,
well, good luck.
Hasn't happened.
That.
So go ahead. Yesterday, what?
Thank you very much. Yesterday, I had babysitting duties by myself.
And we'll try to make these brief because I want
Brandon. Yes, it will be brief. Angela was working an open house.
Now, who is this?
My wife, who's a real estate agent. She was working an open house, so I had the boy by myself. And with the temperature outside, I mean, there's not there's nothing you can do outside unless you go in a pool.
Right.
So
and that water's probably hot.
I just we went to one Saturday. It was almost like bath water. It wasn't refreshing at all.
No.
Yeah.
It seems dirty because it's warm.
Yes. Yes. It's not a good.
Now, Brandon, at any point, like you could have said, you know, it seems dirty. Just because it's warm, and you can, if you, you can
hopefully before you said it. Because if you said it after,
but
you
what
said
I'm
it,
saying is, if you have a thought, feel free. Yeah, just jump in.
Throw it out there.
Open mic.
Throw it out there.
So I was trying to think, what could we do? So I took a trip down 44 Merrimack Caverns. We had
50 degrees year round.
60, I believe, is yes.
Is it open again? Because I yes, heard it was.
It
closed.
Was. It was closed.
I thought it was always a constant temperature of about 50.
60, I think.
Yeah, the billboard says.
Okay,
60.
Well, two out of three, I guess.
So yeah, they were shut down apparently in April. There was some manufacturing plant a few miles away that was
leaking some gas or something. Yeah, I remember this.
So they had to shut the caverns down. But I think last month they reopened them. It's not the full tour yet.
Right.
But
he's not big enough to need the full
tour. No. And believe me, about an hour was long enough because some of those spots, you know, the tour guides like to, right here is this rock is 500 feet wide. You know, it's, but it was neat. I mean, I hadn't been in a long time, probably since, you know, 20 years since I was a kid. And the theater part where they have, you know, that big rock wall that looks like a curtain where they actually project a film on it now, which was neat. But so that was fine. But on the way home, coming back 44 to our house, there was some signs on the highway. I had never seen these before.
There was some signs.
There were some signs. Yes, that is incorrect grammar.
So Brandon, that's the one thing we're big on here.
I like that. I like proper grammar.
So I think you've talked about these before. I had never seen one, and these signs said 44 checkpoint ahead.
Yes, the drug
sniffing dogs a half mile ahead.
Yes,
turn around.
And well, that's what I was wondering.
Now,
there was
hang on, Brandon. Don't talk while others.
I'm kidding. Okay.
But the way you said, you said turn around, like are you a drug dealer?
Oh,
you immediately knew. Are you really a drug dealer?
I am not a drug dealer.
Okay, go ahead.
But there was no checkpoint a half mile ahead. So I thought, remember they set up these things before?
Well, but once word got out, they're not there anymore.
So what were the signs there for? Were they maybe doing it yesterday and I think it's an intermittent thing.
And I think what's happened is they know that lots of people think, well, it's old news, they don't do it anymore. And then every once in a while, they actually do it again. That's all I can think of. Why else would you leave the sign up?
Do you think they have a cop waiting in the other direction for the people that do turn around right away?
That's a good question.
That's what I was wondering, too, because there was no checkpoint on my side of the highway.
The
maybe
more he
they were
talks,
looking
the more he sounds like a drug dealer. I mean, he seems to know.
He's got this all planned out.
He got this whole thing about turning around after you see the sign.
Yeah, there's almost like a guilty confession, but not quite a confession. Mm-hmm.
But I think we've heard these stories before where they don't have an actual checkpoint. It is strictly to get people who try to do a U-turn on the highway and go back the other way. Maybe they were waiting back. So I had never seen those before. That was interesting to me that there was no checkpoint where I was driving, and I don't know if maybe they were the opposite direction waiting for people to turn around. But that was it. That was all I had.
Anybody else? Anybody?
I do. I have something.
This is Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much.
A bass player. Boy, the phones.
I know.
Look at the phone. I think they probably either really like or can't stand this Brandon. We'll find out later.
Oh, they were going to talk about more drug dealers.
Go ahead.
About turning around.
Yeah, thanks for the tip. I'm a drug dealer. Go ahead, Dan.
All I wanted to say is I put another video up on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AM in the PM.
I saw
it's about the hot weather, so I gave hot weather tips like they would on the news, because the news guys always come out and tell you what to wear, what to do during the news, and who to help, and all this other stuff. And it was extremely hot over the weekend, so I decided to go ahead and do a news story.
Very helpful tips.
There's a name for what you did. It's called saving lives.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw the video.
Yes.
Let me tell you, folks, on a serious note, you need to go watch this because Dan makes it, he does a great job of with visuals,
right?
Mm-hmm. Explaining to you why, when it's really hot, you don't want to bother old people.
No.
Yes.
And that, to me, was what jumped out the most.
Yeah, and what to wear.
I never thought about
it. What to wear and what to drink.
And a lot of people see an old person's home and the mailbox is full, like nobody has, and they think, oh my goodness, I wonder if that person's okay. They're fine.
Yes.
It's so hot, they don't want to come out and get the mail. That's
conserving energy.
Yeah. That's it.
So that was it. It's on our Facebook page.
Anything else?
No, that's all I have. So,
Brandon, do you have anything over the weekend?
Oh, yeah, I'll jump in with yesterday's advice. Don't go outside. I had to work outside around my house yesterday, and yeah, it was hot.
That's not a Burke segment.
No, it's not.
No, that's not really a contribution. Geez. It would be like, well, I saw a great movie this weekend. Yeah, something like that. You're married, right?
I am.
How long?
13 years.
Mm.
13 best years of my life.
Yeah. Kids?
I do. I have two little girls.
Yeah.
8 and 9. Can I say hi?
No. What is the... what are their names?
Maya and Gianna.
Do you and your wife argue or fight at all? Has either one ever said, that's it, and gone and spent the night somewhere else? Or
we don't have blow-up fights like that. We do get into it every once in a while, but we don't argue much.
Well, your marriage is doomed. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. I've been married a long time. We argue every day.
Yeah.
Every day. And let me tell you something else. I'm in as big a trouble today as I think. This is you. A peon will actually really get this. We're babysitting this week for my grandson. He just turned 3. And my wife plans the week, and she has all these things. I, not thinking, took the car to work with the baby seat in it. She cannot go anywhere. She had plans to go. I'm not kidding. She calls me, and all she said was, you took my car.
Oops.
And I was going to get it washed today. I'm thinking like a...
So this isn't one of the cars that you normally drive. Just took it to...
I took it because I wanted to get it washed for her, forgetting the baby seat's in. She can't go anywhere. She's stuck at home. Oh, my goodness, the tone of her voice. She got him dressed. They went out to get in the car with the baby. He's dressed up. Can't go anywhere.
No, that
I'm in
is
huge
the worst
trouble.
When, yes.
I'm in huge trouble.
Oh, boy.
Brandon, you've been married 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one thing that you can remember that you did that you thought, this is it, she's leaving me?
Oh, I try not to think about those things. I had a lot of facial hair for about the last 10 months, and I thought she was.
Somebody told me you had a beard. I
did.
Don't have.
Yeah, yeah.
Did she not like it?
She hated it. Well, the mustache part she hated.
Why?
She said it went up her nose when I tried to give her a kiss.
You kiss your wife on the lips?
Yep, on the mouth.
Oh, that's sick.
Oh, that stuff ended. That's supposed to end after like a year. 13 years, Danny kisses his wife on the lips.
That's sick.
My goodness.
What's wrong with you?
That's a good way to get sick.
So let me get this right. She hated it, so you shaved it.
No, I shaved it because I wanted to shave it.
Good answer.
Yeah.
That's a very good answer. See, my wife hates Corvettes. And once she really made that plane, I did. I bought a Corvette. And she hates it.
Yeah.
That was a very good answer.
Do you let her ride in it if she hates it?
She's been in it one time.
Mm. Yeah. She hated it.
Yeah. She hated it. And I actually don't think you're being truthful, but that was a good answer. I think you shaved it because she said you shaved that thing off. I think that's what I think.
She hated it. My kids loved it. They were really sad. I had a full beard and then took it away in parts. I had a goatee for a while, and then I had
took it away in parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I shaved away everything but the goatee for a few
weeks.
It
would be good. Shave the goatee first and just have a bald chin.
I don't know if I've ever seen one of those.
Why not be the first?
Yeah.
And then have sideburns and side hair, but like a baseball size bald chin and around your mouth. That's the reverse of the Fu Manchu or the goatee.
Huh.
Well, facial hair is a big deal now. How old are you?
39.
Yeah. My sons, they're 35 and 33, and they have beards, and it's like a peon. He has a beard, and it's just a thing now.
Mm.
So how do you think you're doing so far?
My hands are shaking a little bit less, so I feel better. You'd have to tell me how I'm doing. I think I'm doing just fine.
You soiled the chair a little bit.
Did I?
Yeah, he is nervous. Oh, we got to call a cleaning crew in here.
I know.
I was starting to think, What is that?
That's how nervous he is.
I did wear my brown pants on purpose.
Do you know the joke? See, now he kind of gave it away punchline. Yeah. Do you know the story of the guy on the ship fighting the pirates?
Yep.
That's a great. You know what? I may have you tell that favorite joke because you got to do something to save this.
Hey, Dennis, who's on the phone, said that he can explain that.
The drug sign?
Yeah, the drug sign.
I want to talk to him. Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Hey, good. Very good.
So explain.
I just got finished with an 8-hour drive, and I'm ready to get out of my car.
What?
8 hours?
I just got finished with an 8-hour drive. Yeah, I just came in from Texas.
Wow. Well, welcome back home. I guess this is your home. So what is the deal with the exit narcotics thing, exit here, checkpoint? What is the deal?
Well, here's what they do. They put that sign up saying that the checkpoint is in 1 mile, but like a quarter mile from that point, they have an exit ramp where they can turn off the exit ramp. And at the top of that ramp, there will be 5 policemen waiting.
Right. And we know that. What Peon's saying is they've stopped having the cops at that first exit you can get off to avoid the other one. I think because so many people know about it, they stopped.
Yeah, I didn't get off the exit, so I don't know if they were up there or not.
They kind of give you a chance to get off before the 1 mile mark. That's
by design, so that they know that the drug guys will jump off and they're waiting for
you. And it's usually one of those ramps where there's not much traffic anyway, so in that area especially, everybody knows everybody. So,
now, Peon, what was your question? Why did they still have them up, or what was the question?
No, I was wondering, there was no checkpoint ahead, and so that's what I was asking. Is it for people who try to turn around and go the other way?
No, that's the way it's always been. There's not a checkpoint
exactly
ahead.
How it works.
What they do is they put it so that before that mile, you have a chance, an exit to get off. That's where they get you.
I think ruined it for them.
Jump off early, you kind of panic and jump off, and then it got you.
Yeah, we just gave away.
Yeah, we just gave away.
Yeah, I know.
Now the police are going to hate us.
Oh, man.
But we did this before, so they may have hated us anyway. Was this pleasure or business, this 8-hour drive?
It was pleasure. I was down there doing a little hunting and bow fishing.
Yeah, what did you hunt?
Wild pigs.
Oh, man.
We didn't see any. The wild pigs stayed in because it was like 105 degrees down there, too.
Man, I have a friend who went boar hunting. Those things are nasty. They're mean, man.
I tell you what, though, they're great food. They're better eating than any domestic pig.
Really?
Yeah, they're very good.
So wild pig bacon is better than regular bacon?
Yeah, and I generally don't make bacon out. We just take it and grind it and cut the loins out. Cut the best meat out. And then
cut the groin out?
Loins.
The groin's the best part.
The pigs in Texas don't have groins.
I'm sorry?
The pigs in Texas don't have groins.
They don't?
No, that's why we go there.
They don't have groins?
Yeah, they have them.
Oh.
They have them.
It was a Texas joke.
It's slamming in Texas. Okay, I get it. Well, welcome back to Heat, but it's not as bad as it was.
No, it's not bad at all.
Thank you for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right, there goes.
Do we have wild pigs here?
I don't know. You know what I think would be a good idea? I'll take a break. We come back. Brandon, take some calls. Just to get a feel for what this is like.
Sure.
And people can call you. Mm-hmm. And by the way, folks, you don't ask Brandon, hey, where are you from? Throw something at him that you would throw at us, something you discovered, something you wondered about, and we'll let him join in because he's here to see if he thinks... He thinks this is something he wants to do for a living.
Sorry,
that's crazy. Can I do some business and then we take a break? You want to do that? Brandon, can you spell Schaefer?
Schaefer.
Yeah, you've passed every little test so far. They're in the body business. When's the last wreck you had?
My wife was the cause of our last wreck.
That's a good answer. You always blame it on her. Even if you had the wreck, it was because of her. Even if she wasn't in the car, she called you, distracted you, always blame it on your wife. What happened?
She has a sleeping disorder, so if she doesn't get enough sleep at night, she falls asleep, nods off during the day. Mm. And this was an evening. She was coming home. She hadn't been drinking. She was just tired, but she fell asleep probably about a quarter mile from our house. Ooh. And she hit a bus, a short bus.
Kill 30 kids.
She didn't kill anybody but the van that we owned.
Killed the van.
She killed the van. But actually, we did take it to Schaefer, and they took a look at it.
That's a great answer.
They couldn't. They wouldn't fix it. It was totaled. But
they will not do anything halfway. If it cannot be, if they can't repair it, by the way, nobody could.
And our insurance company was actually happy that we were sending it there. That was one of the places they were going to
suggest. So you don't have accidents? You haven't had one?
I have, but they've been pretty minor. Yeah. I try to pay attention.
Wives usually do the most damage.
Yeah.
You've been very long enough to know that. Mm. Well, here's the deal, folks. They have 10 locations. And it is spelled S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And if you're in an accident, before you can even recommend Schaefer, chances are your insurance company will, because they're really good at what they do. And the insurance company is paying for most of this, so they want it done right. 10 locations, if you'd like to know where they are and you want the phone numbers, it's easy. It's SchaeferAutobody.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, to answer a question you guys had, are there wild pigs in Missouri? Yes, there are.
There are wild pigs in Missouri?
They're everywhere. They're
really?
Everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting because my brother, after he retired flying helicopters, somebody offered him a job to fly a helicopter while they had a sharpshooter in there to go and around Missouri and St. Louis, Missouri and Illinois.
To shoot pigs?
To shoot pigs, yeah, because they're so destructive.
So wow. I live in the woods. I've never seen a wild pig go through the yard. I guess it's certain areas of Missouri, right?
I guess it's probably more open farmland and things like that. But yeah, they're a problem everywhere.
Well, there's your answer. We do.
Okay, we do have we've got an accident. It's on southbound 55 at Richardson Road. It's blocking at least the right lane, and traffic is backed up north of Highway 141. Looks like we've got a little slowdown now on westbound 70. I can't see anything because of the way the camera is turned, but it looks like we do have an incident that's near Cave Springs that's got a little bit of a backup there. Eastbound Highway 4064, that's running slow now between 141 up through Highway 270. And then you have downtown. The bridge approach there is slowing just as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices, period. From backpacks to binders, notebooks, folders, and post-it notes. Make low prices happen. Staples make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weesey. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show.
You know, Leonard Fournette has a brother that's a running back, and his name is Leonard Fournette.
Oh, that'll be fun. Time to figure that out.
Leonard and Leonard.
6:30 to 9.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Conservative Mike Parson is a law and order Republican running for lieutenant governor, and that's why he has been endorsed by the NRA. Parson is a United States Army veteran who served for 12 years as Polk County Sheriff. And Parson's been endorsed by the St. Louis Police Officers Association and numerous sheriffs across Missouri. As lieutenant governor, Mike Parson will give our law enforcement officers the respect and resources they need to protect us. Conservative Republican Mike Parson knows that the recent shootings of officers across our country are another wake-up call for America. Parson is a law and order conservative who is committed to standing with the brave men and women who serve on the front lines to keep our communities safe. As a former officer with 20 years of experience, Mike Parson will work hand-in-hand with Missouri law enforcement to protect your family while defending your Second Amendment rights.
Paid for by Parson for Missouri, Rachel Eifertrager.
Message and data rates may apply.
Does your husband snore? Does it keep you up at night and make you want to strangle him? The scary truth is, he may really be choking. If his snoring is caused by an alarmingly common but serious condition called obstructive sleep apnea, snoring is a sign he's struggling to breathe. If left untreated, it can lead to stroke, heart failure, or heart attacks. Fortunately, now there's Provent, a breakthrough in the treatment of sleep apnea. For a vital free guide, text REST to 67076. If your husband doesn't like the idea of a CPAP, a cumbersome machine, hose, and mask, he'll love Provent, the first and only treatment of its kind, and it fits in your pocket. Discreet, comfortable, clinically proven, and doctor-recommended. Provent has been trusted for over 6 million nights of sleep. For your free guide and special radio-only offer, text REST to 67076. That's REST to 67076. Or visit us online at tryprovent.com. P.S. Provent works for wives with sleep apnea, too.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey parents, the school year is quickly approaching. Wrap up your summer at Busch Stadium the weekend of August 5th through the 7th when the Cardinals host the Braves. There are great giveaways all weekend long. Friday night, take home a Cardinals fedora, courtesy of Shane Company. Saturday, it's a vintage Cardinals bobblehead, presented by AT&T. Sunday, all about the kids. Kids 12 and under with a ticket, take home a Matt Carpenter replica BP jersey, courtesy of Powerade and Shop and Save. That's August 5th, 6th, and 7th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
And we are live with Cards fans in Section 329. Let's take a look at a hot young prospect, Ethan. After a long outing, he's now working on short rest. Coach has asked him to grab some pine on mom's lap. Now he's showing off his fielding skills and catching some Z's.
The Cardinals host the Braves at Busch Stadium August 5th through 7th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Folks, Brandon Franklin is in here. He desperately wants to be, thinks he wants to be on the radio, but you're an architect, right?
Yes.
My goodness, why would you want to do this if you're smart enough to be an architect? Is it because you're a bad architect?
No, I don't think so.
What buildings have you designed?
When we go downtown,
yeah.
Are there any of the spectacular buildings down there that you designed? Did you design the Arch? Well, you're too young for that, I guess.
Do you want me to lie?
No.
Okay, no, I did not design the Arch. No, I did not design the Arch.
What project are you most proud of, or have you ever had a project completed?
Sure, I have. Not too many here in town, though. We work on a lot of stuff out of town.
That's easy to say. That's what I thought he'd say. Yeah, you wouldn't know him, but boy, in Kansas City, I've got... folks, if you want to call... I'd like to see how Brandon... handles a phone call. He thinks he wants to do this. So who we got? Dan hasn't taken the number yet. Now, you said you had a joke.
Sure.
That you kind of consider your favorite joke.
My most recent, I guess, if you want to call it favorite, yeah.
The joke that I tell every day a million years ago started off as the emergency joke. That's what we called it. And it was... The reason was, you know those things on the wall, in case of fire, break this glass, you break the glass and you pull out the hose. We always said if the show's just dying, we can always go, the emergency joke will save the show.
Mm-hmm.
You're headed, I think, toward death in radio.
Okay.
So we might have to go to the emergency joke. Now, sometimes I say things to you that are cruel. I'm kidding. Okay, you understand that?
I do.
That thing I just said to you was hurtful. And I wasn't kidding. Okay, now let's take a phone call. This is you go ahead. This is James John. Just say hi to John.
Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, James. How are you?
No, it's
James.
Brandon. His name's Brandon.
Yeah,
Brandon. Right.
Yeah. My bad. I don't have to tell you, but I will. I am in the PM.
That's good to hear.
I'm just wondering, how much research have you done about pay of new endeavor you want to undertake?
John, that's a great... I'm sorry, I'm not going to talk. Go ahead. How much have you checked in to what this pays?
I asked one question, and that was to Frank on a phone call. Why? What do you know about it?
Me? Yeah. I'm just quizzing you. I mean, I don't know.
I think what he's trying to say is...
I don't want you to take a cut and pay.
Thank you, John. Well said. You're an architect, so you're willing to take a drastic cut to do this.
Correct. Yeah, I am aware of that, yeah.
And you have children to feed.
I do.
You're like George Costanza. You're an architect.
Married? You're married, yeah, right?
I am.
So you don't really want to meet chicks.
Well, no, John, come on, you know better than that. That's when you want to meet them. After you get married. After you're married a while, you really want to meet some women.
Well, you know, yeah. But
John's wife's probably listening. That's why I'm saying that. John, that's a great question. And obviously, he doesn't have an answer because he really hasn't looked into what this pays or doesn't pay.
This is just once again how helpful AM and the PM listeners truly are, and they care.
They do care.
They do care.
Thank you, John. Thanks for caring.
To throw your life away.
Thanks for caring, John. What John's doing, he's trying to save you from this.
Well, I'm trying to learn. This is the learning show.
Well, you know what you just learned? Away. You're not going to make any money doing this. That's what you just learned.
Yes.
I'm going to let you handle this. His name is Russ. Go ahead.
Okay, Russ. Hi, how you doing?
I'm AM and the PM, of course.
Good to hear it.
Your guest name is Brandon?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Brandon, you listen to the show a lot?
I do.
Good. Can you give us a little history about Oscar and Scarlett?
Oh, no, that's not fair. He might have missed that day.
Frank, if he doesn't know, I'm going to have you introduce him to Oscar.
No,
you're not.
No, we don't want that.
Thank you, Ross. That's not really fair because if you didn't hear the day I talked about, so maybe you missed a day.
Well,
so,
you've mentioned that a couple of times, but not... Oh
yeah, that one's not really common knowledge.
Do you want some honest at this point an honest critique about so far?
Sure, just throw it out there.
Hang on, I have to mute my phone because I don't want to hear from my wife after what I did today. You have a very somber, serious delivery. You're very serious.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, even when you said really? Okay. Mm-hmm. You'd really have to loosen up a little bit.
All right. You want me to take my pants off?
No.
Hang on. Speak for yourself.
Oh.
If that would make him livelier,
then
yes, he should. It's radio. He should do the show with no pants on.
Yeah, I would tell you if you were going to school, if you were going to broadcast center. I would tell you to project more, and you need to sound a little more excited.
Yes,
project.
Oh. Yeah, take it from a professor.
Okay,
you're very reserved.
Yes,
here.
Very.
We're not reserved.
Okay.
We don't have any more calls. See, nobody likes you so far. We don't have any calls.
NPR are the old folk station.
Look how fast this hour has gone.
It has.
And I know the issue here, and I'm not kidding, folks. This is a little education to how this works. This is so typical when somebody gets in and on the phone or in an email, they're full of life and they're vibrant and they're funny, and they get in here and they're scared to death. And everything they do kind of comes across like that. And that's just not... the audience, a lot of these people have had a horrible day. Something happened at work. They're finally out of that stinking place. They're on the way home. And they'd like to laugh or be lifted up a little bit. And if you speak in that tone, that just makes them more depressed. You could right now be responsible for somebody killing himself.
Or falling asleep at the wheel, driving home.
Thank you, Dan.
Mm. Yeah.
Somebody out there right now could have just fallen asleep and died, and it's on you. Now, you said you have a favorite joke. Would you tell it?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Yeah,
if you want. All right, go ahead. You want the
Are
real...
you going to shoot him down if you know it, or are you going to just let him
oh,
go?
Oh, no, you have to let him.
I'm going to let him tell it.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to do it
the way we... Yeah, I do.
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be very hard, but I'll let him tell it. Now, do you want the full playhouse, ladies coming here and all that? Like, can we give him that?
Sure.
All right, you know how it works.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Ladies, would you come in here, please?
No, hold on, right there. Right there. The way you did it. Here's the way you did it. Here's the way you did it. Ladies, would you come in here, please? No. Ladies, get in here.
All right.
Now, see, now they came
in. Can you edit that out for me?
Yeah.
Now, see, that's...
All right,
yeah,
let's try that. Let's try it again.
Do it again.
Ask me again.
No, you...
I'll just go.
Call them in.
Go from now.
Call them in.
Ladies, would you come in here, please?
See?
Oh, there you go.
See how happy they are?
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, go ahead.
Well, are you familiar with a bar downtown called the Dubliner?
No.
Well, it's an Irish bar, and I used to go there every once in a while. And every Saturday, this Irishman came in, and he would order 3 pints of Guinness, mm-hmm, all at the same time. And he'd take them, kind of hard to hold 3 glasses at once, but he could do it. He'd take them over to a booth, and he'd sit down and take a drink out of each one in turn until they were all gone. So he comes back up for the second round, and the bartender asks him, he says, why do you order 3 at a time? I can pour them for you 1 at a time, and I'm sure they go flat by the time you're done drinking the third one. I'm just curious why you do it this way. And he says, well, I just got to this country from Ireland, and I've got 2 brothers back home. And we
first of all, that's a pretty good Irish accent.
Yeah, it is.
We agreed when I left that
my brother stopped drinking.
No.
I can't help.
I told you you'd be able to do it.
I can't help it. I know the joke.
It was doing so well, too, with the accent.
But he really wasn't.
You just complimented my accent.
Yes, the accent, but not how you were telling the joke. You still had that sort of somber tone.
I knew it was not going to.
I'm incapable of not saying I know that joke.
He can't help it.
Should have just shot the shotgun and let me finish.
That was unfair,
no.
But not really. I'm testing to see what you can handle.
Yeah.
And if you can handle my interrupting you and telling you I know that
you're ruining my favorite joke. That's for sure.
Yesterday.
Now, can you sell? Can you do commercials?
I've never tried. I mean, I think I did a pretty good job with Schaefer, without reading anything.
Yeah. Here's what I read. There's a piece of paper right up here.
Yeah.
You see what it says in there? Good Feet Schaefer, American Equity. That's this hour. Then it's that's it. There are 9 names of advertisers. That's the only thing on the sheet.
Well, you sell by your experience, right? I mean, you just tell stories about
sometimes, yes. I don't have a lot of personal experience with American Equity. I don't need a loan. I don't need bill debt consolidation.
You've got 15 years of them.
You of what?
Selling on your show, right?
I mean, no, 24 and a half.
24 and a half. I apologize.
Would you like to just take a crack at American Equity just based on whatever you know about them?
All I know is what I've learned from you, so I'm not sure I'm ready to just go after
that.
But
you know what? It's very smart. You don't go into territory you're not familiar with.
Hmm.
And if you're not a salesman, and you don't have to be. I'll take it. I'll do this. Okay. And along the way, feel free to, you know, ask any questions.
Tell the punchline.
There's no punchline. It's American Equity Mortgage. 24 and a half years. They lend money to people who... Are you a homeowner?
I have a very unique situation.
What does that mean?
We were homeowners.
Now, let me tell you, you've done...
I know.
You've done that a lot. Bill Cleveland used to do that, and we cured him, didn't we?
We did. Bill Cleveland smack.
Yeah.
All right.
It's okay. I'm telling you, man, in an hour, I'm giving you the hard line, gritty
crash course.
Go ahead. You have a unique home situation. What is it?
Correct. Yeah. We did own a home up in North County.
Were you evicted?
No. We sold it, unfortunately, at a very bad time. My father-in-law passed away and asked us to move into his home, the house that my wife grew up in. So we live there now. We're renovating it. We sold our old house at a tremendous loss. Mm. So it's a great story. It's very very happy.
No. Did he give you the home?
He left the home to his wife, my wife's mother. And but she, they were, this is a longer story than you're looking for, but American Equity is going to get a great commercial today.
Okay.
They were separated, divorced, but they were dating again at the end of his
Who
life.
Who would do that? Dan, can you imagine dating the sister of Satan, your ex-wife, again?
Oh, hell no.
Wow. That's...
No.
So the house was half hers in the divorce settlement, and he left her the other half in his will. And but before he died, he asked my wife and I to live there because none of his other kids wanted to live there. And his wife... Basically, yeah, his wife had another house.
So you married a woman with an ailing dad.
Mm-hmm.
You knew he was sick.
And rich.
And rich. And you married her knowing if I marry her, I'll get this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Not as dumb as you
that. I admire that.
Do you call men gold diggers, or is that just...
No, you can be a male gold digger.
All right, well,
so I'm so sorry
that's
to hear about
smart.
I'm so sorry to hear about your dad. Tell me more. He's really, really sick. Yeah, will you marry me? Yeah, I mean, it's perfect. So... Does American Equity play any role in this at all?
No.
Okay. Then that was all for nothing. Edit that out. All American right. Equity Mortgage. 314-8. You do the number, Brandon.
839.
No.
Brandon.
Actually, really do clip that.
Oh. Okay.
Now, we really did have to take... He gave the number of a competitor.
Oh yeah.
Let me see if I can screw anything else up. Do you have any power tools?
Why not? That's what we do. Except here's the right number, and then we'll hit the news. 314-878-9999. I think you folks know that if you need a mortgage, we would really appreciate it if you would contact them and tell them your AM and the PM. And if you're a homeowner, like Brandon here, who married a girl whose dad was really, really sick just so he could get the house when he died, wow, way to go. If you're a homeowner and you need to borrow money, Brandon here has equity in that house. So something came along and he needed some dough. They'd show him how easy it is to borrow money on that equity at a really low interest rate. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Time for another check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Well, good news. They did clear the accident that was on southbound 55 at Richardson Road. Now, southbound 55 is slowing from about River de Pere through Rebus. It looks like they have cleared whatever incident was on westbound 70 at Cave Springs. You are running slow, though, from the Earth City Expressway through 5th Street and a little west of 94 through Cave Springs. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices, period. From backpacks to binders, notebooks, folders, and post-it notes. Make low prices happen. Staples make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRF.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call